The Family Tree Programme, Miriam, came as a result of the SMA commitment to climate justice. About 3 years ago, the Society decided that as an outworking of their own commitment to justice and their experience of being in Africa, some men for 30, 40 and maybe more than 40 years, and witnessing the effects of climate change on the people there, that they wanted to do something really constructive and directed to raise awareness within the broader Irish society of the need for climate justice and the impact that our lifestyles are having on climate change. Out of that arose the Thumbprint campaign, which we've been directing and delivering to schools and parishes and communities across Ireland and beyond for the last 3 years. But that's very much an individual commitment. That's where we ask the person to use their thumbprint, which is unique to them, as a sign of their own personal commitment to do what they can to reduce the impact they're making on climate change and so work indirectly for climate justice.
But then how does that tie in with the family tree? I mean, how is that connected to my ancestors and where I come from?
Okay. One of the things that people said to us when we were delivering the thumbprint campaign was, what's next? Or what can we do to follow up on this? And we were very conscious of the fact that an individual commitment is effective, but we're always more effective when we're working together. So it seemed logical to us that we would try to do something that would involve families and wider groups. And then once it was announced that the World Meeting of Families was coming to Ireland, that created an impetus for us to really focus on something which would engage families. Now, one of the problems that the earth suffers from is deforestation. Trees are referred to as the lungs of the earth because they provide the oxygen that we need. But they do so much more than that. And we could see a parallel between the tree and how it grows and develops and what it does and how we function as families. So we thought that one way of engaging families with each other, because increasingly we find that families, all of our families, are a little more disconnected. We spend our time in different rooms. We don't eat our meals at the same time. Communication is at the heart of the family. What we wanted to do was give people the opportunity to sit down and talk together, to explore key human, Christian and family values, and also then to look beyond themselves at how we as a family work within our community, our wider society, the global family, and then the family of creation. Mm. So what we've done is we've drawn parallels between different aspects of our family life and development and the structure of a tree.
Yeah, well, of course, that's the idea of the family tree, isn't it? That it branches out and we're all really connected at the end of the day. It does that idea resonate with people in terms of climate change? Because I suppose the big thing is it's our future family tree. It's like our future generations that are going to suffer the real impact of it, and the people that we're connected to in other countries who are currently suffering the impact of it. Like, has that hit home to people, and have they made positive changes in their own life?
Well, at this point in time, the Family Tree programme is really just coming online. So we don't have concrete examples at the moment of what people are doing to make a difference. What we can say is that there is a real desire, based on our experience with the Thumbprint campaign, for people to do more proactive things. And as a result of our development of the Family Tree programme, we have also developed a follow-on from that, which is very practical and very much orientated to people's connection with their environment, awareness of how the way we live really does make a difference, and how we need to start now, right away, making a difference for the generations yet to come. And that's a programme we call the Laudato Tree Project. And that's really inviting and encouraging people here in Ireland to plant trees. We think of Ireland as a very green, very lush place with lots of trees. Our tree coverage is one of the lowest in Europe.
Wow. That would be a surprise, I think, to a lot of people, because, as you say, we do tend to think of ourselves as the land of greenery and 40 shades of green and forests and all that. But I mean, one of the biggest things in Ireland is our beef and dairy industry. I mean, a lot of the forests have been cut down for grass pastures, and a lot of our land has been dedicated to that. Are people engaging with that type of thing and maybe considering cutting down their consumption of meat, dairy, all those type of things that have massive impacts on climate change?
There's no question that in an Irish context, the agricultural industry is one of the single biggest challenges. We produce much more carbon emissions in Ireland per head than many other countries. One Irish person produces 100 times the carbon emissions of an African. But that is generally measured in terms of transport and burning of fossil fuels. What we don't engage with is the fact that actually the greatest pollution that we are responsible for comes from agriculture and farming. And there's a real tension between what people do as part of their livelihood and what it's doing to the environment. And there is a massive cultural shift needed for us to start, first of all, engaging with the problem and recognising it and accepting it, and then putting structures in place which will help to de-incentivise increased agriculture, increased farming of dairy and beef, because there's no way that we can sustain what we're doing. And there are alternatives. It's a bit like renewable energy. The alternatives are there. We're just not looking hard enough, and there's not enough leadership coming from the powers that be to make it attractive to the people who really need to deal with the nitty-gritty issues.
And I suppose also the will. I mean, a lot of people, you're from the country, and a lot of people would be engaged in the agricultural industry, and they don't want to hear that, and they don't want to have to make massive changes, and probably their customers don't want them to make massive changes either.
That's true. None of us like change. We get very comfortable doing what we've always done. The thing is, we're very good at living in a bubble. And, you know, I don't use excessive energy, and I try to walk rather than take the car. And we can justify to ourselves all of the many things that we're doing that make our contribution less bad. But the reality is that it's our collective negative impact that needs to be addressed. And what we're trying to do is really approach it at the very basic level. And that's important, but it will only work if the impact is being felt at the highest levels as well.
Yeah, but I mean, I suppose what you're talking to about our connectivity, that, you know, that maybe if we had greater empathy for the environment or greater empathy for other creatures that live on the earth, that what we consider important might suddenly change, our focus might change, because we're very good at looking out for our children or looking out for our own family. But the problem is that we don't include maybe other beings or even the earth within that family. And maybe that's what you're trying to get people to look at.
Absolutely. Pope Francis has been one of the greatest advocates of this idea that everything is connected and we're all interdependent. And we have found, working with children, young children particularly in the schools, that they embrace that so openly. For the rest of us who've maybe come through, you know, a different type of education or even a different religious formation, we find that maybe a little more abstract, a little less easy to relate to. But the reality is that everything that is around us was created by God, and we weren't put into it to kind of use and abuse it. We were put into it to be a part of it. And one of the ways that we try to do that or highlight that in the Family Tree program is to talk about how the tree gives more than it takes, how the tree growing in one space nurtures and provides for so much of the environment around it. It provides shelter for animals and insects. It provides food for the birds. Even as its leaves drop, they fall to the ground and they renew the earth. They provide the crown of the tree provides shelter for the ground. It stops soil erosion. All of those things indicate how the tree is less concerned with what it needs and more with what it can give. And we try to use that as an example of where we are in the greater picture of creation. That our families are there to give as well as take. And one of the things we ask particularly the children to do is identify which of the creatures that find shelter within the tree you would most like to be. And what would that mean to you? And then if that home or that tree was damaged, what impact will that have on you? We're very fortunate in Ireland. Climate change hasn't made a huge impact on us. There are places where they felt it, where rivers have burst their banks or there have been floods and so on. But it's not like in Africa or South America or Asia, where people die in landslides, their homes get washed away, there's no rain for months and their crops and animals die. We do live in a bit of a bubble in terms of what happens to us and what's happening in the greater world. And I think the only way to address that is to really raise awareness on a level that is not about guilt and it's not about the big stuff. It's actually, what am I doing? How do I live? And how does that affect where I am? And then from there we move out. We can't start with the global picture because that's so overwhelming. We have to start with ourselves. We have to look at how do I live? How do I live in relation to others? And what do I take that I don't necessarily need? And what impact does that have on others?